are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday edition. Happy 2012. We made it. We're here. You know, some said the world was going to end in 2011. Some said that we weren't going to be here for 2012. Well, 2011 proved to be a great year here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. I've interviewed everyone. Check this out, people, because we did a list and review, because that's what tonight's show is about. From celebrities to motivational speakers, musicians to mistresses. I had Heidi Fleiss on, remember that? Comedians to celebrity chefs, designers to doctors, athletes to authors, housewives to Playboy bunnies. Well, I want to thank all of them for joining us and being my guests here on Max and Friends. It's been a fun year. It's been a lot of crazy people on my show and a lot of fun people, a lot of cool people, a lot of inspiring people. And of course, I want to thank all of you, my listeners, and all my thousands and tens of thousands of downloads that you all download from Max and Friends. It's been fun. So thank you all. 2011 was a year, wasn't it, people? Y'all been tweeting me at maxtucci.com/, what is it, Max Tucci? I can't even think, y'all. It's just been a crazy weekend with New Year's. My Twitter account is twitter.com/MaxTucci. Excuse me. I'm tired, y'all. You know, I keep it real with you here. We just were tearing it up here in Miami for New Year's. I was in South Beach. I saw my boy Elu perform. It was good times with Elu and, of course, Nancy Hirsch. Good fun times. And, you know, what did you all do for New Year's? Oh, by the way, Lauryn Hill was incredible. She played at the Shelbourne. And I got to say a quick shout out to one of my favorite things of 2012 already, which are LA Sweets. They're here in Florida, because I'm in Florida right now. The most amazing cupcakes y'all ever had in your life. Okay, well, I want to talk about 2011 because it was absolutely crazy. And, you know, I think the best way to start off is with some fashion and some celebrity buzz and some trends. So I'm welcoming Say It With Style, Felix Mercado. Welcome back. You were on my show in 11 and now you're on in 12. What's up, Felix?
Yes, and I'm so excited to be your very first guest for 2012.
You are my very first guest for 2012, so let's make it good, Felix. What were your best trends and best styles of 2011?
Well, you know what? 2011 fashion was all over the place, and every time I was, you know, I remember when we were talking in my last interview, and every interview I've done since, you know, we've had a bipolar year for 2011 when it came to fashion. It was high slits to, you know, the girly girl to the classy gal, you know, so fashion, when it came to fashion, we were all over the place. But some of the best trends for me were the pops of color. You know, I know you know Hermes, and that Hermes orange is something that's just something beautiful. And in 2011, for fall, when we saw the different coats and the different skirts and the different dresses and this Hermes orange, I was just so excited because we had just gone through a difficult time with the economy. Lots of designers were doing stuff in muted tones and these boring colors that mimicked what was going on in the economy. And then when you saw all of a sudden these great pops of color by Chloe and Malandrina and other designers, it was just like refreshing. So that was one of my favorite trends in 2011. And of course, the touch of lace. Who doesn't like a touch of lace? Whether you do it for interiors or you do it in fashion or something, it's just something that's reminiscent of the past, and it gives you, it's very feminine and very soft, and it adds a little bit of pop of something to whatever you're wearing. It just steps it up a little bit. So again, from fall 2011, that little touch of lace went a long way.
Well, that's fantastic. Now I got to tell you, one of my favorite things of 2011 fashion-wise, you know, there's those groovy designer. And I'm wearing her bracelet right now, and I'm going to tell you who it is because it's the Tree of Life bracelet that I'm wearing, but they're charm bracelets from Alex and Ani. So check out alexani.com. They're one of my favorite things. The wrist was a big thing for 2011. Everyone's loading things up. Wasn't that a trend?
Well, yes, it was, because when it came to the red carpet, it was, and you saw it at the Oscars, you saw it at the Emmys, you saw it at the SAGs, When it came to the red carpet this year, less was more, but you chose one. Instead of trumping it up in the past, like you would have a necklace or a statement earring or a statement bracelet, you know, celebrities were choosing to go with stacks of fabulous bracelets on their wrists and pretty much nothing else going on other than maybe a wedding ring if they're married or just maybe another accessory somewhere. So, yeah, celebrities and people were actually finding more fun with their accessories, with their bracelets, because you can change them out, you can make a big bold statement, you can, you know, mix and match different textures like wood, plastic, or crystals. So yeah, and the charm bracelet, of course, is something that's a very sentimental thing. So if you look down at your wrist and you see all these little things that have meaning to you, it's
personal.
Like,
yeah, personalization was a big thing in 2011. Now let's talk about some bad things real quick, because 2011 had some trends that should have been just left in the gutter. So tell me some things that you thought were horrific of 2011.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, the first time I saw Christina Aguilera wearing no pants and pantyhose instead of pants was just one of the worst things. I mean, that was one of the most horrific trends I've ever saw. Pantyhose, no matter what color you wear them, and she was wearing them in black. It's just something that, you know, you have a skirt or a trouser or a dress over, but to wear them as your bottom or as your pant is just one of the most disgusting things. And
absolutely.
I didn't like, I saw it on Paris Hilton, and I saw it on tons of these other celebrities. I'm like, you know, this just isn't attractive, because we can see your underwear, first of all, right through it. And it's just tacky. That's all the way to put it. Very tacky. Very cheesy and tacky.
Oh, what else did you can't? What else couldn't you stand of 2011?
You know, harem pants. And for most people who don't know what harem pants are, they are genie-like pants where the crotch is really down low to the knee and they're kind of baggy and balloony. They do nothing for women's figures, and they are just the most unsexy thing. And they were all over the place. I mean, we saw them on the runways. We saw them on celebrities. It was just, to me, the most – I like clothing that flatters the body in the female form or even the male form, because, you know,
absolutely.
My clients are both male, female. You know, they're all over the map. But to wear something that does nothing for you, for your body, for your shape, for your personality, and most of these people have trainers and they work on their bodies so much, and then to wear something that is, like, unflattering just –
it's so schlumpadinka. It's frumpy and schlumpadinky.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I want to talk to you because 2011, Felix, is O-V-E-R over, just like some of those trends that we hope. So tell me what you think are some fantastic predictions, because, you know, you are saying with style. Tell us what are some great trends for 2012.
Well, I'm really excited because, you know, most people say that the economy dictates the trends, and the economy dictates what designers send down the runway. If we're in a bad economy, you're going to see a lot of muted tones, grays, beige, boring, nothing really spectacular. But when they kind of sense that there's something, you know, there's something else going on, or we're going to start seeing, you know, some new developments and things happening, then they take a little bit more risk, because then they're saying, you know, while our stuff is still sellable, we want to make it exciting for our customer. So for spring 2012, slightly different than spring 2011, we're going to see cheerful color. We're going to see lots of color blocking. You know, I saw that on the runways of Marc Jacobs. I saw it, you know, at Tommy Hilfiger. You know, it's basically, you can have a dress that is color blocked in three different colors, orange, jade, teal, you know, and even maybe some yellow. And another really big trend for 2012 is super bold print. So you went from color blocking to really great print that are vibrant and eye-catching and energetic, and people are seeing these prints and they're responding to them, because you go from wearing this basic black, which is very chic, or these monochromatics, to wearing something that has a pop of color, a pop of personality. And for me, I always like something that catches the eye and then letting everything work around it. And of course, from fall 2011, carry forward to spring 2012, oranges and tangerines. You're going to see them everywhere. You know, I saw them at Stephen Allen, at Dewey, you know, and a ton of other runway shows. But I'm really excited because that's the one color that's the hardest for people to wear,
right?
Because they go too literal. And I'm like, if you just don't have to wear a whole orange outfit and look like an orange, you can just wear it as an accessory, you know.
Absolutely.
But,
well, you know what, Felix, I want to talk to you real quick now, because we got to get going, because we've got so many people coming on tonight, because we got to do politics and review. We've got We've got Maria Papapetros, the psychic, coming on. She's going to give us predictions for 2012, too. But listen, we also had some fun news with celebrities. Now, did you hear the latest news that was, like, literally the last day of 2011 that Beyonce had a baby? Is it true, Felix?
Well, she's been MIA, and there are tons of rumors swirling around that situation, and that's what I'm going to call it. But it's, she's been very calculated, and she's, you know, she knew when to go underground, and, you know, so I'm sure they had a baby. The big question is if Beyonce had actually had
You know
a
what
baby.
I think? I think they adopted a baby. That's what my sources are telling me. But you know what?
Yeah.
Speaking of music and everyone in the industry, I got to tell you, Felix, do you know who the top three celebrities earning, biggest earning celebrities are? Do you know who number one is?
I think it's Kourtney, Khloe, and Kim, or Kardashian. Because
Lady Gaga is number one.
I mean, yeah.
And you ready for this? She beats Oprah, who's number two.
Well, Oprah's also retired, so she slipped a little. I mean,
she slipped a little. And you know who's number three? This blew my mind.
It's one of those singers like Barry Manilow or one of those.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, gosh.
Justin Bieber's number three, Oprah's number two, and Lady Gaga's number one for most grossing, highest paid celebrities in America.
Well,
so it says where
you,
we are.
Yeah, but I have to ask you, and it's like, on a Justin Bieber, you know, I wonder what the shelf life is and how much longer he has on his expiration date.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's made enough money over 2011 that I think hopefully if he's got the right people, will keep him going. And that's according to Forbes.
But if he keeps spending it on Selena Gomez, renting out stadiums and all that stuff, he ain't going to have that much longer.
That's right.
And he needs a bit of dollars.
You better tweet him, Felix.
I am.
So listen, my Felix.
I'm telling you.
Thank you so much for being here tonight. Real quick, what was your number one favorite song of 2011?
Adele, Fire in the Rain.
There were so many, right? Well, you know what? Yeah. We've got the best from DJ Earworm and Earworm. DJ Earworm, he's going to play for us a mashup of all the greatest songs of 2011. So Felix Mercado from Say With Style, thank you so much for being here tonight on Max and Friends. Thanks for the review of 2011. Thanks for the forecast for 2012, my friend.
And thank you, and Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Happy New Year to you, and take life to the
year
max.
For 2012.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, we've got DJ Earworm, and we're going to play the favorite songs of 2011. Coming up, Hunter Cross and Thelonious Monk are going to give us a year in review in politics. Stay tuned.
man, but it's too hot for me to get into it. I'm not going to do a lot of explanations today. It's going to be a straight stop it be. This is to the government, the United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools?
Well, well, well. Y'all, that was Felonious Monk. Y'all remember when he was on here? He has reached 1.8 million views, over 1.8 million views from that video. He was one of the sensations of 2011. He's joined Max and Friends as one of our political analysts. He's a comedian. He's the man. You know, the Stop It B. Before that, y'all, that was the greatest song from DJ Earworm. Didn't you love it? Well, that was a mashup of 2011. Let's mash it up now with Hunter Cross and Felonious Monk on Max and Friends. Welcome back, guys, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Max.
Happy New Year to you. Well, all right. I don't even know where to start, Felonious, but you have over 1.8 million hits on just that video alone, so congratulations to that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, here we go. I want to start with sex scandals and politics. We had, these are the top five schmucks that got caught. You ready? Number one, Anthony Weiner. Number two, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Number three, John Edwards. Number four, Herman Cain. And number five, Silvio Berlusconi. They all got caught, Felonious. Why?
we live in a public time. I mean, you just said I had 1.8 million views of a YouTube video. You can find out just about anything you want to by logging online. Anybody with a story now can tell their story. And it's in the court of public opinion, it's up to you to prove that you're innocent now. And these guys couldn't prove it. I mean, in the case of Anthony Weiner, this is the guy who sent him pictures, which a lot of people who do it in their private lives, but they're private people. This is a public figure. You can't do that. The Schwarzenegger thing, I don't know how he thought he was going to get away with that. At some point, it was going to have to come out. And that's just the world we live in now. You can't hide things. I think if this was the 30s or 40s, you probably, maybe one of those guys gets caught. And okay. It's just a completely different time. Anybody can find out anything they want about anyone else in a matter of a click of a mouse now. So
Hunter, why do you think these people got caught?
Oh, I think it's the arrogance of power. I think that people they rise to powerful positions and they think that they can do whatever they want, and somehow they're immune to the consequences. And Anthony Weiner, how someone who is smart as Anthony Weiner is could think that he could send half-naked pictures of himself to people and that they wouldn't be leaked to the press, it's beyond me. Like, he took pictures of himself with I think it was his family was in the background.
With his face.
Unbelievable. Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable.
Well, you know what? We also had some crazy things go on with some crazy people. And one of them was Herman Cain. So, Ronan, let's hit the Uzbekistan. Stan. Real.
I'm ready for the gotcha questions. And they are already starting to come. And when they ask me who's the president of Becky, Stan, do you know?
Do you know, Felonious?
I tell you what, if I was running for president, I would know. That's not a gotcha question. That's not a who's the president of a country from the former Soviet Union, one of our main rivals during the Cold War? Yeah, that's not a gotcha question. I mean, you know, when people ask me, you know, who are your favorite comedians, that's not a gotcha question. You know, I think throughout his whole campaign, he was blatantly letting us know that he had no intention of winning and never had any desire to win, never thought he would win. He just kept proving it week in and week out. And, you know, eventually it wore out and we saw what it was. But come on.
What did you think, Hunter, of that Uzbekistan stand? I know we got some great laughs with that.
Yeah, I think that it was just a matter of ego. I think some of these guys, when they're someone suggests to them that they can be president, and they decide they get into the race and they start running, and they think, gee, maybe I can really do this. And then they start asking the questions that you need to know in order to do the job, and they don't have a clue. I mean, does he need to know who the president of Uzbekistan is? Does the average person need to know? No. But at the time they were asking him, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, was in Uzbekistan talking to that man. So So you'd think it'd be important for a guy who wants to be the boss of somebody like Hillary Clinton to know who the hell she's talking to and why. Obviously, if she's there, it has some interest to the United States. You'd think that the presidential candidate would want to know.
I agree with you. But you know what another great clip was? Do you remember 999 turned to 666? What did Ms. Bachman have to say?
I would have to say that the 999 plan isn't a jobs plan. It is a tax plan. And I would say that from my experience being in Congress, but also as a federal tax lawyer, when you the last thing you would do is give Congress another pipeline of a revenue stream. And this gives Congress a pipeline in a sales tax. A sales tax can also lead to a value-added tax. The United States Congress put into place the Spanish-American War tax in 1898. We only partially repealed that in 2006. So once you get a new revenue stream, you're never going to get rid of it. And one thing I would say is when you take the 999 plan and you turn it upside down, I think the devil's in the details.
Is the devil in the details, Felonious?
I think that was cute, first of all. And I never want my future president to be described as cute when they're making statements. The other thing was, and I think one of the things that we overlooked on that comment was she acknowledged that the organization or the group that she was a member of, Congress, didn't need another revenue stream because they just screw it up. She acknowledged that she was a part of a group of people who couldn't be trusted, but trust me to be the president. Nah, I'm okay. You've proven yourself to be what you are, a lady with scary eyes and weird ideas, and I don't want that for my president.
Neither do I. But you remember one of my favorite things of the whole 2011 was the whole Ron Paul. And remember when we asked Ron Paul if he listened to LA Talk Radio, and this is what he said?
I do.
Wasn't that just the best? Ron Paul was great. What did you think of Ron Paul, Hunter Cross?
Oh, I love Ron Paul. I mean, I love him for his consistency. I don't necessarily agree with his politics all the time. I agree with a number of his points, but I really applaud the man for having the courage of his convictions. You always know where he's going to come down on one issue or another, just because he's consistent from time to time. You couldn't run a reel like you could like with Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich and have side by side comments that had no consistency. With Ron Paul, pretty much he says the same thing year in, year out, campaign after campaign after campaign. Like him or hate him, you know where he's coming from.
Absolutely. Now listen, Felonious, I got to ask you, what are your top three memories of 2011?
Wow. Top three memories of this year. The Wienergate is in my top three just because his name's Wiener. As a comedian, that's a cheap laugh, but there's no more perfect. That's comedy gold. There's a guy named Wiener. He's showing pictures of his Wiener. He's on the internet. This is perfect. The Occupy movement, definitely one of my top three stories. And I say the Occupy movement as opposed to Occupy Wall Street because it's international now. It hasn't died out. You know, we don't see them in the park. They're not talking about it on mainstream media as much as they were. But it's still going on. Proof is online. Go online. They're still doing it in foreign countries. They're still doing it here. I was in New York a couple of weeks ago and got what I thought was a Wall Street Journal handed to me on the street. It was a, you know, Wall Street occupation paper. So they're still out there. It's a lot longer running than I thought it would be. Definitely one of my top three stories. And I want to say the last one is the inability, and this isn't necessarily a story, but it's just what I'm watching, the inability of the Republican Party to put out a candidate that I think that anybody is even going to pay attention to. So those are my top three, scandal, change, and what the hell are the Republicans doing?
What are they doing? Hey, Hunter Cross, what are your top three memorable things of 2011?
Well, I think that we forgot, or at least it's kind of fallen to the back of our memory, the Japanese earthquake and resulting tsunami, which led to a nuclear disaster. That was had to be the biggest, you know, in terms of loss of life and property and nuclear issues. That was a huge story this past year. Osama bin Laden, the death of Osama bin Laden. I don't know who that photograph of Obama and Hillary and Joe Biden in the whatever that situation room was watching that thing with Hillary with her hand over her mouth. That's going to be an iconic photograph. I don't think anyone's ever going to forget. The whole Arab Spring, which kind of became Occupy Wall Street, in my mind, I think they're all linked together. I think Americans watched on television the power of getting together and making your government hear your voice. I think that is what created or led to the Occupy Wall Street and the Occupy Everywhere Else movement. People realized that, you know, using internet media, Twitter, and what have you, that there's power. Small voices have can be big voices if they get together, and I think that's what we've seen with this Occupy movement.
Absolutely. Now, you know, this year we also had some obsessions. Charlie Sheen was an obsession. The whole Rapture was an obsession. Extreme couponing was an obsession. Y'all ready for what the top five stories in the United States, according to Yahoo, were for 2011? Number five was unemployment. We all talk about that right here on Max and Friends. Number four, of course, was Obama. Number three was the royal wedding. Not Obama. Number four was Osama bin Laden getting killed. Well, the royal wedding beat Osama bin Laden. Number two was the Japanese earthquake. And number one was Casey Anthony. We all spoke about all of those here on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Y'all, 2011 was an end of an era too. The space shuttle program, that was number one of end of an era. Number two was Oprah Winfrey. And number three was Harry Potter. So on that note, goodbye 2011. Hunter Cross and Felonious Monk, thank you guys so much for being here tonight, for giving us a review of 2011. And wait till 2012 comes, because I'm sure we're all going to have some good times to talk about some crazy stuff in 2012. You guys, Happy New Year, and thanks so much for being here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right, y'all. Well, I got to tell you some other things that's been going on. Well, you know, there's been some deaths in 2011. Of course, the number one death is Osama bin Laden. And then Gaddafi, and then Kim Jong-il, I can't even say his name. I'm tired, people. It's New Year's. You're lucky I'm even here. Love me. Love me. Love me. Love me. And email me at max@maxsuchi.com. Tell me your favorite things of 2011. We also lost Liz Taylor, Andy Rooney, Jack LaLanne, Amy Winehouse, Betty Ford. And Jack of Work, you know, I thought was a cool dude, but that's just my opinion there. We also had some heroic acts, which included, I don't know how this is a heroic act, but according to Yahoo, it is, the Gabrielle Giffords. She got shot. She survived. Okay. She hero. Okay. Well, I think the Navy Team 6, you remember the Navy SEALs Team 6 who went in and actually got bin Laden? They should have been number one. Then, I don't know how this got on the list, but the USA and Japan, the Japanese women's soccer. Do y'all get that? And then I think this should be number one at tied with the Navy SEALs Team 6, where the American Cross volunteers. Thank you all for volunteering. Hey, y'all. Well, what was on your mind 2011? I want to know what's on your mind for 2012. So Twitter me at Max Tucci. Go to twitter.com/Max Tucci. You could also follow Felonious Monk there. You can follow Hunter Cross there. You can follow our next guest, Maria Papapetros, there. And you know what else you can follow there? Everyone. So join twitter.com. Listen, you know what my favorite things of 2011 were? Of course, my Aussie Bum underwear, DNA art, Vanessa Noel, my cashmere scarves, the Zag wireless keyboard, iPad 2. You know my Count Corey cream, Lori's chocolates, Mind Body Basics. Oh, I love Mind Body Basics. I got my acupuncture there. LA Talk Radio app, Big Endings, the book, The Seven Shifts by our boy Sky Sheridan. I love that. Delta. And LA Sweets is one of my favorite things for 2012, but we can put that in 2012. We'll keep that in the new category. Well, you know, we're going to have Maria Papapetros here in just a moment. She's going to give us some forecasts and predictions of 2012. So tweet me on Twitter. Let me know what you want to ask Maria. Don't call in because we're not going to answer the phones tonight, because after Maria, we have Mary here, Mary Kennedy from Oh Mary on LA Talk Radio. She's going to leave us with some laughs. But before we get to Maria Papapetros, check out mpapapetros.com, and please go on Facebook and follow Maria there. She's got her pages, the Maria Papapetros page, and then she has another page, which is one of my favorite pages on Facebook. You know, I just love Maria. She's the psychic to the stars. You all need to know who she is. Follow her there, Psychic Dynamics with Maria Papapetros on Facebook. Go follow them. She's going to be here. But Ronan, one of my favorite clips of 2011 was when I heard Osama bin Laden was killed, and also that Obama said this, and then we're going to play one of my favorite songs, Home at Last by Thomas Hibner. What did Obama have to say?
So as your commander-in-chief, and on behalf of a grateful nation, I'm proud to finally say these two words, and I know your families agree. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Happy New Year, everyone. 2011 is O-V-E-R, and we've got 2012 here. That was Thomas Hibner's song, Home at Last. We are so glad that our troops came home, but they're not all back. And to give us some more insight on what's going to happen in 2012, we've got Psychic to the Stars, author. You love her. You know her. She's one of Max and Friends' inner circles, the divine Maria Papapetros. Welcome back, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I love you so much, Max. Your year already has begun last October, because as I have said last year, that we set up our goals beginning early in October. So your year is rolling in big time. I see a lot of cameras around you. Cameras, cameras, cameras. And a lot of happiness, Max.
I love happiness, and I love cameras too. Well, Maria, we've got some people who've tweeted us because they want to know some forecasts for 2012. I said, Maria doesn't operate that way. She's not these phony psychics that just tell you what you want to hear. She's legit. We love you, and we want to know what's going on because we know that you have the gift. Now, everyone, if you want to follow Maria, you've got to go to Facebook, and you've got to follow the Maria Papapetros page there. And also, these are community pages, everyone. And then Maria has the Maria Papapetros Psychic Dynamics. So do follow them. Like them, love them. Don't like them, love them. I wish there was a love button on Facebook. Well, Maria, for 2012, the big question that I have is, do you see Obama winning president again for America?
Yes. I know. It may be a shock to some people. However, the scale leans toward Obama.
Obama. Now, do you see any wars happening?
Wars happening, not necessarily, not in our country. Wars, yes, Max, but different kind of wars. You know what I'm saying? Not wars with arms. You know what I mean? Not with guns necessarily. And it is different. It is completely different than before. Again, I want to tell you something about the Obama situation. Is that I don't know if it's good or bad. I mean, it's not my place to make a judgment. However, for best results, let's remember whoever it is that we will elect, because we do it, we're going to have to do a better job in standing behind them so they can be helped to do a good job. This is very important. It's one of
Good energy. It's the good vibe, the good energy that you always talk
about.
Exactly.
We need to stand behind them and say, okay, this person is new at his job.
Absolutely. Now, you know, Maria, it's interesting because the last time you were on, you predicted the tsunami here on Max and Friends, and we had that tsunami. So do you see any natural disasters happening?
No. Okay. I don't see natural disasters. I feel something over the drugs. In other words, I see cartels, name it, and I see the one side will eat up the other side, you know, which is going to be good anyway. So there's going to be a wars, but like, you know, mafia wars, or there's going to be things are going to get cleaned up. This kind of thing, things are going to get cleaned up. It's very, very, very important. I don't feel natural catastrophes so much anymore. I mean, okay, LA could get another earthquake, kind of, but that's about it. You know what I mean? It's nothing unusual, nothing like the tsunami. The tsunami, remember, I was sick for a week before it happened. I could feel it in my body. Yeah. And none of that predicted so many earthquakes and stuff. I don't feel anything like that. Actually, I feel a lot of great stuff, such as an amazing pickup of economy, especially by March. Like, there's a big thing happening in March. What? I don't know.
That I was going to ask you, what do you think about the euro and the dollar? Is that all going to balance out? Is it going to be crazy?
Well, listen, as you know, I visit both countries, so I'm in a euro country in here. I think the euro will stay, although some countries of Europe, such as Greece, or they say no, they don't want it anymore. But if they get out of the euro, they're going to be in big, 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 big trouble. I think dollar will gain. I feel we have an expected rise in the stock market, especially around the 28th, 29th of January, like this. Then again in March. And what I feel that, which is really interesting when it comes to jobs and work.
I was going to ask you about unemployment. You see, we're on that same psychic vibe.
A lot is going to happen with not just technology, it's happening always, but I'm talking about building. I feel construction all over. I feel things doing better with construction. I see places being rebuilt. You know what I mean? Being rebuilt. So, like all over the States. And for some reason, things are going to be happening. Real estate will start doing a bit better. And generally, the financial will do better. What am I going to say to you and to all of us, Max, is to remember that with crisis, there's opportunity. Do you please realize that right now we're living a time of opportunity? That is where money gets a shift. Money shifting hands right now. It's changing hands.
Maria, so I want to ask you real quick. What do you see for 2012? Do you see it's going to be a positive year, a happy year? What's your prediction for the year?
Absolutely. It is. It's going to be a great year, and we have a choice to make it even better if we turn around the next 5 days and write down our appreciation for 2011. The people who have the attitude, "Oh, but God, it was a terrible year," then they're going to have the same kind of year this year. I mean that. Energy.
No, I agree.
It is a lot of lightness. The only thing, a couple of possibly false alarms in about 3 months' time with terrorism could be around, you know, monuments again, but it will be caught and wiped out and no problems at all.
Absolutely.
But there is a little bit of that.
What do you see for LA Talk Radio?
The what?
For LA
Talk Radio, we're going to make a lot of changes. Changes, like, but I mean a lot of changes. And they're going to be in a dilemma. You know what I mean? Do we do this? Do we expand in that or not?
Right.
If they're going to do something, the management, whoever it is, are going to do something. And they have to. They have to make a switch this year. I don't know what I'm talking about, of course. And they will.
Good. And now what do you see for Max and Friends?
Absolutely great. Could you please take it? Well, I know you like Florida, and I know you live here and there at the same time. However, I feel Max and Friends will grow because Max will be moving around a lot. I see you doing things, so they're possibly even out of the country, like going on an interview, interviewing people. You know, it's kind of, I see a show, and I don't know if it's a radio or television show, but I see to where you interview not just celebrities, but like people, a lot of people. Did I answer your question?
Real people. You answer all my questions. That's why you're psychic to the stars. You're psychic to Max and Friends. You're on my show.
The stars, we're going to have more babies born all over the place. More babies born. More babies adopted by our stars. And some major stars that we wouldn't expect, the height of their career, about three of them may step down and say, "Well, I want to raise my kids now."
Well, that's good. It's nice.
Yeah, they're going to make room for other people.
Absolutely. Maria, I've got to tell you, I saw a video of you. Everyone, check out Maria Papapetros. Go to mpapapetros.com. Follow her, please. Go to her pages, her community pages on Facebook, the Maria Papapetros page, and, of course, the Maria Papapetros Psychic Dynamics, everyone.
Follow those pages.
But, you know, Maria, I saw you on YouTube years ago with Roseanne Barr.
Oh, my God.
That was one of my favorite. I thought that was such a great clip because you were so on with Roseanne Barr, just like you're so on with Vanessa Williams. You're so on with me. Your predictions come true. Everyone love Maria because not only is she gifted with the psychic ability that we all have, that Maria says we all have, but she's also gifted with the ability to love. And Maria, like you love us, we love you.
I love you too, and I'll tell you how psychic you are. Real quickly, you're talking about love. The next workshop in New York, in LA, it will be on love and relationships in the end of February, of course. And it's going to be hosted again at Vanessa's house in Bel Air, California. It's October 15th. We had another psychic workshop there. She's a great hostess and supports my work. But the other thing you're psychic about, you're talking about television and me, is that we're not going to mention who right now, but there is a show being talked about with me, and you will be the first to announce it on your radio.
I am eagerly waiting. But Maria, I love you. We've got to get ready to wrap this show up because I have one more guest, Mary Kennedy from the radio show, Oh Mary. So Maria, I bid you adieu and a
love
very
you. Happy New Year.
2012. Prosperous, love, happiness.
Yes.
Year, Maria.
All right.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Happy Good 2012.
Night.
Well, Oh Mary, how you doing? Welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. Happy New Year. How
happy
are you?
Year. I'm glad you're here because you have a show here on LA Talk Radio, and it's about time that our paths have crossed and that we get some laughs with you in for the new year. So I was going to give you my slot of my last guest to give us some laughs. So, Oh Mary, Mary Kennedy, tell us what some things that you loved about 2011.
Well, I got a Coach purse for Christmas. That was good. That was a very. That was my husband was good. I'm fashion forward in 2011. My gay co-host Paul Jacek helps me. So I have to say that 2011. You know, I was fashion forward. Let's hope we keep it in 2012. That's what I liked about 2012, and the fact that I'm on the phone with you without my children near me is lovely. It's good.
Isn't that the best when you get some alone
time? In the dark.
Now listen,
I'm
Mary,
alone in the dark.
What's going to go on for you or your show this year? Tell us about Oh Mary.
Well, we are the radio show for A-listers. We are. I'm not kidding you. They're A-listers of the 70s and 80s. We've had all the stars. We had Nellie Olson from, Little House on the Prairie. We're going to have Dee Wallace from E.T. in 2012. We had Barry Livingston from My Three Sons. So if you're an A-list star from the 70s or 80s, you know, Susan Olson from the Brady Bunch is going to be on. Come to the Oh Mary Show. We'll cultivate your career for 2012.
There you go.
Know?
Now, while we're on 2012, let's flash back real quick to 2011 and tell me a little bit things that bothered you about 2011.
Crazy Eye Bachman. Michelle Bachman, Crazy Eye.
Yeah.
She bothered me. The Pray the Gay Away bothered me because her husband is so gay. I mean, let's just be honest. So that was a little scary. I love Alec Baldwin. I do. I really, really do. But I have a lot of friends who are ex-flight attendants, and I can tell you what he did on the plane was not good. Because now I can't play Angry Birds when I'm flying to do a road gig, so I'm a little upset with him. What else bothered me? You know what really bothered me, and I might offend you. I don't know. I don't know if your fans are Kim Kardashian fans. I got a little upset with the big over-the-top wedding and her little – I didn't like her veil. So if you're going to get divorced in 72 days, make sure you don't look like a chandelier. That's my
You know what's so funny, though, Mary? I got to tell you about that Kim Kardashian wedding because actually Kim Kardashian was – Let me tell you, Mary, while I have you on the phone, the top five searches for 2010, number five were J-Lo, number four were Katy Perry, who's getting divorced, number three were Kim Kardashian, number two were I can't read my writing, so I don't know what it is, number one was the iPhone. So it's like all this shit in the world that happens, and these are the top five searches. But Kim Kardashian, I'll tell you what, we're talking about her wedding. One thing that pissed me off, she spent millions and millions of dollars. Well, not she got it for free, but the jewelry, the dresses, the this, the party, the that. And if you looked in People magazine and you saw the topiaries, the big plants that were in the plastic, black plastic Home Depot pots.
Yes.
They didn't even wrap them in fabric. I was like, how are you going to spend all that money on this wedding and not even wrap your pots in plastic?
See? And then she couldn't exchange that for a Rolex. I mean, that is a problem.
That's why the wedding was 72 days, because those plants weren't wrapped in fabric. The plants revolted.
I know exactly. Well, I mean, maybe Chris is being protected. You never know. Protected from her ass. Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe the ass.
Exactly. She bumped him into the new year, single. Good for him. I would want to be caught up with that crazy family anyway. And shame on her for marrying someone named after her mother, Chris. Every time you have an orgasm and you don't know if you're sleeping with your husband or your mother. Oh, Chris. Oh, please. I hope that's a whole. I hope the Kardashian 2011 trend is over this year. But good for them. Speaking of trends and wrapping things up and guests, we've got to get going, Oh Mary. So check out your show. Tell everyone when.
Tuesday, 7 o'clock on Channel 2. It's 7 o'clock PST, Pacific Standard Time, or 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for having me on, Max. Have a great New Year.
I'm glad you're here. Well, happy 2012 to you too, Oh Mary.
All right, honey. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Very good. Well, everyone, this is the year 2012. Year. I'm so looking forward to it. Why? Because it's my birth number 5. But let me tell you, I've got to give real quick. So Ronan and Sam, thank you so much. Major shout outs to you. Ronan, you're the man. You keep the show going. But I've got to say thank you. So bear with me, everyone, because I'm all about gratitude. And in 2011, I've got to thank the following people. So I'm going to run through this list quick. I love you all. If I miss you, that's because I'm tired and I put this list together, but I've had so many shows. So check out my archives on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio, because they're almost 4 years now that I've been here. Well, this 2012 is 4 years. So in the music world, I've got to thank Nile Rodgers, DJ Rain, Eric Jaffe, Thomas, Kathy Greer, Gabe Lopez, Saisha Mercado, Elu, Stacey Culace, Nubius, Juan G, Taj Seville. You know my girls, XL. I also had Big Slice. I also had the fantastic Thomas Hibner songs. So check this out, everyone. I got to also say thank you to Trista Wilson, Jamie Paxter Chandler, Charlie Johnson. I've had Yogis, my mistresses. Oh, my God, I've got to thank Eva LaRue, Johnny Weir, Ingrid Hoffman, Rolanda Watts, Farah Angsana, Daniel Green, Yvette Lopez, Heidi Fleiss, Charlie David, Taylor Armstrong, Malik Soshik, Nikki Hassel, Chelsea Cross, Julia Chaplin, Cooper Boone, Bai Ling, Nayo, Maria Papapetros. Of course, we love her. Stacey Angela, Diana Burrell. We've had Dr. Mack, Dr. Rodney, Michael Hewitt, Jeff Wolfsburg, Paul Sterling, Brad Axelrad. Oh, my God, the list goes on. Sky Sheridan, who I love and adore. Kathy Zeeb. I love my Kathy Zeeb. Stay tuned because she's going to come back on. We had Sonia Tita, we've had Reverend Wanda Adam, Joseph Lumpkin, Gregory Zarian, who we love. Happy New Year, Gregory. Nakisha Michelle, Shanta Gabriel. The list goes on because I love you all. Of course, Nicole Bloom, she's been on. Mary Kennedy, she was here today. But everyone, I've got to say thank you. I love you all for listening. The list goes on. It does. But if you want to know more about the list, then you've got to go to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, because there we have our complete list and our archives of almost 4 years of shows. Well, of course, everyone, Tamara Montana, who you know was my co-host, she was here too. And my personal favorites for 2011, one was actually finally meeting Tamara Montana in person. Tamara Bowman, loved meeting her. That was one of my top threes. Also, of course, my show, LA Talk Radio. One of my favorite things is doing this show for you all. So thank you all for tuning in. And also, before I gotta go, I'm reading this and I've gotta say my number one thing was meeting Keith this year. So happy new year, Keith. And there you go, everyone. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned for CBS News because it's coming up next. I love you. Happy 2012. Enjoy it. Be happy. Be safe. Next Sunday, we've got the amazing Jackie Jordan. And then coming up the 15th and 22nd, we've got the amazing guru, the amazing, amazing Majaya. She's going to be coming on the show. So stay tuned. I've got a great year ahead planned for everyone tuning in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Remember to take life to the max. Ronan, we can go. Happy New Year. Good night, everyone.